Panting, Harry peered around the edge of the sofa. Bellatrix was supporting Hermione, who seemed to be unconscious and was holding her short silver knife to Hermione's throat.
"Drop your wands," she whispered. "Drop them, or we'll see exactly how filthy her blood is."
Ron stood rigid, clutching Wormtail's wand. Harry straightened up, still holding Bellatrix's.
"I said drop them,"
she screeched, pressing the blade into Hermione's throat. Harry saw beads of blood appear there. "All right," he shouted, and he dropped Bellatrix's wand onto the floor at his feet. Ron did the same with Wormtail's. Both raised their hands to shoulder height.
"Good," she leered. "Draco, pick them up. The Dark Lord is coming, Harry Potter. Your death approaches."
Harry knew it. His scar was bursting with the pain of it, and he could feel Voldemort flying through the sky from far away, over a dark and stormy sea, and soon he would be close enough to apparate to them, and Harry could see no way out.
"Now,"
said Bellatrix softly, as Draco hurried back to her with the wands.
"Sissy, I think we ought to tie these little heroes up again, while Greyback takes care of Miss Mudblood. I'm sure the Dark Lord will not begrudge you the girl, Greyback, after what you have done tonight."
At the last word, there was a peculiar grinding noise from above. All of them looked upward in time to see the crystal chandelier tremble. Then, with a creak and an ominous jingling, it began to fall. Bellatrix was directly beneath it. Dropping Hermione, she threw herself aside with a scream. The chandelier crashed to the floor in an explosion of crystal and chains, falling on top of Hermione and the goblin who still clutched the sword of Gryffindor. Glittering shards of crystal flew in all directions. Draco doubled over, his hands covering his bloody face. As Ron ran to pull Hermione out of the wreckage, Harry took his chance. He leapt over an armchair and wrested the three wands from Draco's grip, pointed all of them at Greyback, and yelled,
"Stupefy!"
The werewolf was lifted off his feet by the triple spell, flew up to the ceiling, and then smashed to the ground. As Narcissa dragged Draco out of the way of further harm, Bellatrix sprang to her feet, her hair flying as she brandished the silver knife. But Narcissa had directed her wand at the doorway.
"Dobby!"
she screamed, and even Bellatrix froze.
"You! You dropped the chandelier!"
The tiny elf trotted into the room, his shaking finger pointing at his old mistress.
"You must not hurt Harry Potter,"
he squeaked.
"Kill him, Sissy,"
shrieked Bellatrix. But there was another loud crack, and Narcissa's wand too flew into the air and landed on the other side of the room.
"You dirty little monkey,"
bawled Bellatrix.
"How dare you take a witch's wand? How dare you defy your masters?"
"Dobby has no master,"
squealed the elf.
"Dobby is a free elf, and Dobby has come to save Harry Potter and his friends.